8:45. Live from studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We do appreciate the company. Oh, boy, you can talk about preserving the art of cinema and all sorts of lofty things like that. But doggone it, going to the movies is just good, clean fun. And Patrick Kenny from Film Streams, he is the communication director. He's with me right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. Let's start with what's coming up. Was on the 19th here, the Visiting Artists Series. You've got Amy Adrian coming in. And can you talk about this? Because this is kind of an ongoing event that's going to happen.
Right, here. Yeah. So we have a director, Amy Adrian, coming on October
19th?
19th. 19th. Thank
here.
You. Thank you. You got the 19th. Yeah. So her film is called Half the Picture, and it is a documentary about representation of women in film, and specifically about behind the camera, about women directors. Statistically, a fraction of the most seen films a year are directed by women. Something like of the top 250 grossing films, you won't see typically more than 3 to 5 directed by women in all of those. So this is a documentary about that.
And yet, women attend film school and film mm-hmm. production school, film directing school in equal numbers as men.
That's exactly
so,
correct.
So it's not yeah. as though there's a shortage of female artists with
That's
talent
right. That's right.
out there.
Yeah.
It's just not happening for them.
Right. And this is this event, this visit, is part of a series that starts this weekend called Crash the Canon. It is a repertory series. It involves a visiting artist that we just mentioned and some course offerings. Courses is our adult education offerings that we do. And the idea behind the series, Crash the Canon, this is the first part called Lost and Found of an ongoing series that we're going to do. And the idea behind it is that recent calls for gender parity in Hollywood are fantastic, but we also need to look to the past and talk about those directors, those artists who were excluded from film history, people who are making women who are making movies but are not part of the canon of great films. So this part of Crash the Canon, Lost and Found, we're calling it, consists of restorations and revivals by work of some of the most consequential filmmakers in the medium's history and a couple of courses. The first course is actually this Saturday, the 5th, and it's called New Directions, The History of Women in Film. And that is just a 3-hour, one afternoon course. But we also have one in December that'll be sort of toward the end of the series called Silence and Scandal, A History of Power in Hollywood, that investigates three major stars, Carol Lombard, Rita Hayworth, and Clara Bow, and talks about how the systems in Hollywood led them to ruin when the tabloids created these stories about how it was decadence, Hollywood decadence took them under. So reinvestigating some of those stories about women in Hollywood as well.
Wow.
That's a big series.
Well, and talk about timely. I mean,
absolutely.
And one of the things that I've noticed, if you can watch an older film and just go, boy, human beings sure haven't changed at all, have they?
No, absolutely. And take this weekend. So this weekend, the series launches with a handful of films. One of them is called Shoes. And we'll be having actually a special introduction from Jenny Heineman, Dr. Jenny Heineman from UNO, talking about the representation of sex work in films, because this is a film from 1916, all the way back then, and it depicts women being, you know, seduced into a life on the streets all the way back then.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we also have
a reason why it's called the oldest profession.
Right. Exactly, yeah. But, I mean, we can talk about representations of those lives going all the way back then through now. So that'll be – we're excited about that, obviously. But another one that just to your point that people really don't change, a film called The Red Kimono that is the first – they believe the first Chinese-American feature film. And it is about the struggle between westernization, assimilation, and tradition. This is also a movie from 1916, 103 years ago. And it has the same themes as a movie that a lot of people came to see with us earlier this summer, The Farewell.
Right.
The exact same themes, 103 years apart. So that's really incredible how film can point that out.
Sure. and in essence, document our similarities as mm-hmm. humans across cultures.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
There's another exciting thing. You and I were talking about it off mic. Tell us about the restoration of the silent film
live
orchestra.
We just got to announce this. So this is something that we'll have on October 23rd. The Alloy Orchestra, who do amazing, incredible, idiosyncratic live film score or silent film scores. They come every year. They're coming back this year with a movie called Gallery of Monsters, which is set at the circus. It's a very surreal 1924 French film that has just been restored. We hosted somebody last year, a gentleman named Serge Bromberg, who is a real wild man. He's an excellent raconteur, and he also restores films. That's his passion. So he came last year for a program, and this film, Gallery of Monsters, is actually a film that he restored.
So the film is going to show. The orchestra will be live playing their original score to the film.
Yes. Aller Orchestra, the band, it's a three-piece. They play weird assemblages of instruments. They'll be playing along live to this very strange film at the circus.
This is fantastic. Patrick Kennedy is communications director for Film Streams. There's a lot to look up. Yeah. Filmstreams.org has all the scheduling one would need if one were interested in seeing these things and being entertained. Patrick, thanks for stopping in. Really do appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Morning Edition continues.